This is Bill Blatchford. Welcome to Blatchford Seminars. Tonight, we have Dr. Dale Schisler from Oakville, Ontario with us. What I'd like to do tonight on this call is, this is one of our A-book calls. This is the calls that were patterned after the book that we wrote, Playing Your A-Game. And from time to time, we showcase various clients that have done an excellent job with our program. So you can listen to this and, you know, make a decision about whether Blatchford Solutions, Blatchford Seminars would be a good fit for you and your practice at this point in your life. One thing I do want to mention before we go any further is there is another program that you can watch called Mornings with Bill, and I would appreciate it, and I think you would appreciate the time that you would spend. It's about 2 to 3 minutes. They come out about once every 10 days. They're on YouTube. But if you want to take a look at those, just go to morningswithbill.com, and you can find those. And if you're interested, you can tweet us or email us with ideas for new shows. They're 2 or 3 minutes long. A lot of doctors have used them to start team meetings, etc. They're on subjects that pertain to operating a great dental practice. So, Dr. Schisler, before we start, why don't you tell us a little bit where Oakville, Ontario is? A lot of our clients in the States don't know. I've been there, so I know basically where it is. And so tell us where Oakville is, a little bit about your practice, a little about your background. Also, I'd like you to just fill us in. This is a great picture of you and a large salmon there, and I noticed that salmon is going to be released. He's still alive, so good for you.
Yeah, well, that is a nice salmon. I've got a few since then. As a matter of fact, sometimes I think that's why I'm on the planet, Bill, not for dentistry, but for my spare time and having a good time out of the office.
It is.
It's real important. I think that's why we're on, why we're on the planet, what keeps us fresh and young. I'll tell you about that a little later, but Oakville is about, half an hour from Toronto when there's no traffic, and maybe about an hour out of Buffalo in Canada, Ontario. A nice community, bedroom community for Toronto. The industry here, Ford Motor Company is fairly large, but basically it's tied up with the economy in Toronto, and we've been doing really well.
Toronto's economy is very diversified, and you've done well, and you've had a little bit of a recession we've had in the States, but perhaps not as bad.
Well, I think you're right. Things have slowed a bit when you read the papers, which I try not to do. But we've been doing really well in the practice. Things have been going great, and my team is really happy with what's been happening with bonusing right on through this recession. We haven't skipped a beat, actually.
Well, actually, you say it's slow. Now, there is a dental school right there. Is there one dental school or two in Ontario?
Well, there's one in Toronto, one in London, Ontario,
yes.
Both within about an hour's drive from where I practice.
So you have plenty of dentists. I mean, I do talk to dentists from the Ontario area that say there's too many dentists and there's a shortage of patients and the recession has hurt. Oh, you haven't read, unless you read the newspaper, you wouldn't know, because you've been growing steadily ever since we worked together. Dale, in describing your Blatchford journey, how many years have we worked together?
Well, I guess 5 or so, Bill. Seems like a long time, but I guess it isn't 5 years.
You had a very successful practice before we started. Your practice was doing quite
well. Well, in some ways it was, Bill, and other ways it wasn't. Mm-hmm. I graduated in 1969, so I'm 67 now, and I'm just never going to quit. I'm having so much fun. So I just want to keep going. I'm truly enjoying life now. But the difference back then, Bill, is that I was making an okay income, nothing spectacular, but I took 2 weeks holidays every year. That was it.
Uh-huh.
And I got to tell you now, it's a little different. I'm working 3.5 days, and I get 9 weeks holidays. And I fish, and my wife and I travel to some very nice places. And we spend a lot of time with our grandchildren. And as far as income is concerned, it's truly phenomenal. It's amazing what has happened.
It's spectacular. It's fair to say that you're close to a seven-figure net income.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we'll just leave it at that. I mean, that's we won't even say which side of that mark you're on, but you're close to it. I also just saw a Facebook post of you and I believe your entire family, children, grandchildren, etc. On a cruise. How many people did you take on that cruise?
18 of us. We went on a 18. Disney cruise. I can recommend it to anybody. It was our 45th anniversary. Margaret and my 45th. I asked her what she wanted to do. She said she wanted to take everybody on a Disney cruise. And that's something that I didn't have to think about as far as paying for it, because that's not an issue anymore. And I'll tell you right now, I would not have been able to do that before I started using Blatchford systems.
That's great.
And it was just a joy, just a joy.
Isn't that great? We happen to be, my wife and I are actually in Hawaii with our two daughters and our grandchildren right now. So I know there aren't quite as many of us as there are of you at this point, but I can tell you it's one of those weeks that you'll never forget. I mean, it's one of those weeks that, you know, it may not occur again, but those kids will remember the rest of their lives, and so will you. So to me, that's what we're working for. It's not the amount of money that we earn. It's the choices that the money provides, I believe, and then, of course, the amount of time that we have to enjoy those. And I think that's the sad part in dentistry is that so many doctors never really fully appreciate the choices that they have. They get into a rut. They get into this idea about I have to work more to make more, or you just never quite enough to go around. So what are some of the things that you've done? I mean, we're talking about the results here, and I think that's the most important part is the time that you have now. How many time, or you've told us about how many weeks, 9 weeks of vacation a year, plus a 3.5-day work week when you're there. About how many days does that come out to per year? Have you ever calculated that?
I have not. I'm not good with my statistics, but I never work more than 6 weeks. It usually it's about 5 weeks or so, and then I take a break.
And that's really important. This comes up all the time. Now, one of the things to make this work, of course, is having a team of people that really are on board. You know, one of the first questions that comes up is how do you pay your team while you're on vacation?
They get paid. My hygiene department, they work when I'm not there. My assistant, she gets paid whether I'm there or not. She's been with me for I guess it'd be about 40 years now.
Right, you're dating yourself again, but we've already been clear about that. So we're the same age.
Yeah. And I've got some hourly people that are employed when I'm not there. We never shut down because I do have an associate. I need somebody to put in temporaries when I'm not there and do some re-cements and things like that. And I do have an associate, and that works out real well in that it lets me leave the office. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get rich on an associate, I'll tell you that right now.
But it gives you flexibility.
Yeah, they bring you some headaches, but it certainly lets me do what I want to do, and so I can have the lifestyle that I do.
Excellent. Now, you mentioned we're getting ready to do this call, that within 8 months of joining the program back a number of years ago, you had reached most of the goals that you set out to reach that year. Could you just share some of those goals with us? What were you looking for when you prepared this?
I was looking to double my net income. I was looking to take some time off. I was looking for a reason to go into work, and I wanted to have a team that was behind me. And this is an interesting comment on that. That was a bad year for me as well as a good year. I fell off the roof. I just started before Christmas with you, Bill. I fell off the roof in January, broke just about everything, and I lost a major lawsuit that year, and by October, it was earlier now, it was September, I had reached all those goals that I just set. And I had a team, I had the dream team. They were getting bonused. As a matter of fact, they still get bonused sometimes more than what their salary is. And so everybody's
on board. That's a huge point right there. A couple of questions just for clarification. The lawsuit was with a business associate, not from a patient, if I remember correctly.
No, sorry. It was a business associate. A partnership went bad.
We'll leave it at that.
Yeah, but you know, that usually would kick the stuffings out of people, but it didn't. I just put everything in place, and I had this vision, and it came to pass. And once my team saw my goals and shared them with me, some didn't, and they left. Once that happened and they got that first bonus arrived, they were in. And my team drives the practice right now.
This is one of the things for you doctors listening to this. This is Dale is the epitome of what we teach, what we espouse. So two things. One is vision. One of the books that we have our new clients read is Viktor Frankl's book, Man's Search for Meaning. And Viktor Frankl, for those that might not know the story, was a Jewish psychiatrist from Vienna at the start of World War II. And he was put in a work camp. If you watch Schindler's List, that was a work camp, not an extermination camp, but a work camp. And he went into that and he said, I want to see what I can learn from this experience. First off, he said, I want to survive. Secondly, I want to help my fellow prisoners using my medical skills. And three, I want to see what I can learn. But what he learned was that if a person has a vivid vision of the future, they can endure a lot of things. And he watched that in this work camp, that people that had a vision of the future were able to survive and flourish, and those that didn't actually died in their beds. And what Dale's point is that with all this stuff going on in his life that year, with this business deal that went south, and that he was still able to reach his goals. Now, one of the things that we learned also about ladders and roofs and things like this is that we have a rule for new doctors starting our program is that no ladders, and Dale is somewhat responsible for that. Ladders, and by the way, Dale, you'd be happy to know that after your accident, I had my 35-year-old son-in-law, who's a contractor, come pick up all the ladders in my house. And I said, if I need something done in the ladder, I can hire somebody to do that for me. And we say the same thing with steel saws, chainsaws, etc. But that's a side note separate from this call tonight. But Dale did learn that lesson. So with all this stuff going on, with a strong vision, you can pull this together and reach the goals that you set. So in 8 months, you reached those. What were some of the things that you did to increase, obviously, to produce as much dentistry? I mean, you've doubled your net, more than doubled your net. And income or production, that has gone up as well, and you're doing it in less time. What are a couple of things that you've done to increase your efficiency and your profitability?
Well, I had 14 people follow me around, and I got 7 now. And I have to tell you that that cut in payroll is just pretty much made the difference as far as my overhead is concerned. But as far as the other thing, I went from about a 74-75% overhead, and it's about 50% now.
Yeah, you know, I've got a question right here from a doctor in Texas, and I will ask as many questions as I can as we go along. If you just want to fill your questions in that chat box on your screen. This question is, it started coming in as soon as you said you went from 7 to 14. He says, I have 12 employees. I can't imagine getting along without any of them. How would you comment to that?
Oh, you can get along with it with about half that. The thing is, right now, when you have so many employees, what tends to happen is, let's say you've got 10 employees and they're working real hard, but they need help. So now you've got 11 and she needs help. So now you got 12. But when you distill that down with people who have an ownership of the practice and a work ethic like you do, and my team has that now, they start to do much more work, so that when you eliminate those people, you get the same amount of work gets done, but it's done by less people. I had an office manager quit, and one of my hygienists said, you know what? If you want, I'd like to take that position over, and I can do that on my lunch hour. I can stay late. I can come early, and I'll take over the manager's responsibility. And that way we didn't have to hire another person, and that bonus was split among less people. And that's the type of thing that happens.
Well, that's right, and I will add a little bit to that answer as well. Some of you listening to this call may know that I did practice dentistry for 20 years, and you know I was doing $1 million of gross production back in the mid-80s when crowns were 250, 300, so that you can do extrapolation by what size practice that was. But the first year I did that, I had 16 employees. Now, and the reason I had 16 is I had no systems. And so every time I brought a consultant into the office, they told me to hire more people, and so I just kept hiring more people, and pretty soon I had 16. And I literally, within just a very few month period of time, went down to 8 staff members, and we got the same thing. And what I had to do is I put a system in place that didn't require so many people. What I find is that people, and this was pretty much Dale's situation when we started, no real systems, and since we don't have systems, we have nothing to train to, and so we work, and then someone says, I can't get it all done, I need a helper, and so we hired them a helper. And pretty soon we've got a helper for everybody in our team, and now we're up to 12, 14, 16 people. And yet, putting some systems in place eliminates a lot of that. Here's another question. You've mentioned bonus several times. How does your bonus system work, Doctor?
Well, I'm glad you're here, Bill. it's called BAM, B-A-M, which is the bare-ass minimum, I guess, if that's the way to say it. You figure that out. And anything over that, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not really good at arithmetic.
Yeah.
Anything over that, I get 80% and they get 20. Is that, does that make sense?
That's pretty much it. So here's how it works, doctors. Our bonus system is the simplest system out there. It's absolutely transparent. Everybody understands every part of it. And it's real simple. And we've been teaching it for 25 years. We've added a few things to it, but not much. The basics are still the same. And here's how it works. You take your total staff salary. You take the total benefits that the staff gets. That would be a workman's compensation, medical insurance, pension plans, unemployment compensation, everything like that that goes together, matching Social Security if you're in the United States. All of that added together, for most general practices, I want to emphasize that, because we do have some practices that are highly specialized, even though the dentist is a general practice. We have some doctors doing a lot of implants, for example, we make lower. Most of our practices use 20% for staff. That's 20% of our gross income. So it's real simple. You take that total staff salaries, add all that together, multiply by 5, and that becomes BAM. Now, what happens is you've got this number, it's called the bare-ass minimum. This is what we need to put our staff overhead at 20%. The beauty of this is we find when staff overhead is at 20, generally overhead will be in at least under 60%. And Dale pointed out that he went from 74 to the 50 range. So that's exactly what it works. And the staff gets, once we get that number, and they all know what that number is, once we get that on a monthly basis, they start getting 20% of everything over BAM. And I'll tell you, these ladies get motivated. I just got off the phone with one of my younger coaching clients that his team is getting about $800 to $1,000 bonus money every month. And these are, that's significant. That makes a difference for people. And Dale said that in his case, his team is getting probably half of their total compensation through the bonus. And at that point, they become owners rather than team members. I mean, they're acting, they're thinking like you think, doctors. They're thinking more on your level than just employees. How soon can I get out of here tonight? How soon can I get out on the weekend? They're looking for ways to become more efficient. What were a couple of things that you did, efficiency-wise, systems that you learned at Blatchford to put in place to become, to work efficiently?
Well, the booking is a lot better now. Before, they just filled my schedule up. There didn't seem to be a design for it. But the block booking of long appointments in the afternoon, say the preparations and inserts in the afternoon, preparation in the morning, inserts in the afternoon, that's taken a lot of stress off me. And it's made me more productive because you're in preparation mode in the morning, and I think that probably takes a little more energy. And in the afternoon, you can just take your time and do your inserts. That made a big difference.
Question: what should a doctor do if their schedule is spotty and they don't have something real productive to put in the morning? They just go ahead and fill it with small things, or what do? They hold it open, or what is your rule?
You hold that open. Today, for instance, I had an hour to kill, and we wear these headsets, and I said, look, I think it was 10 o'clock. I've got an hour cancellation. I said, anything you need done, let me know. I did 2 crowns in that 1 hour opening because the hygiene. They do not want to see me walking around. They want that drill in my hand. So out from hygiene came 2 crowns. I don't do a whole lot of selling because I don't have a time, and frankly, I'm not real good at it. But my team, they can really do presentations well, and discuss fees and things like that. I can too, but it just takes me out of production if I have to do that. So they're doing all that.
Now, you mentioned something that I think a lot of doctors would find interesting, and it's something we teach, is that all employees, all team members can discuss fees. Does that mean that your hygienist can actually talk about potential treatment with a patient and discuss how much it would cost to do them?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Very good.
Yeah, she'll present the fees. As a matter of fact, we had a case. Now, that sounds like a story, Bill, but it's true. A new patient called, and my patient services sold $10,000 worth of dentistry. She sold the whole case over the phone, sight unseen. Now, of course, the lady had to come in, and I had to have a look in there, and she had to pay, but it was all a done deal when that person hit the office.
I love stories like that, and of course, a lot of doctors, and I'm not going to wait for a question to come in on this, because I know the question comes up, is that, well, how in the world could she discuss what the fee might be before you've even done an exam? And this is really a really interesting thing that we teach, is that we need the doctor to confirm, we need the doctor to talk about, you know, the details, and obviously you have to do a very thorough diagnosis. And Dale, by the way, is a wonderful dentist and does complete, absolute, very complete examinations. But you see, the patient does not make their decision whether to have treatment based on your decision, where you're going to place the margins, or what kind of cement you're going to use, or what kind of procedure you're going to use, or what kind of an implant is going to be. They just want to know, can you make me look good, feel good, and can you give me value? I mean, that's really about all it is. If your person at the front on that telephone is good at asking questions, finding out what the patient wants, we find these kind of stories happen frequently, and we always make those estimates on the high side so that we're always going to be okay. We don't say, yeah, maybe we do it for $10,000, and then, oh, it's $2,000 more. No, we're going to make it high enough. Probably that case, I'm just going to make a wild guess, probably came in under $10,000 when it was all done or very close, but probably didn't go over what that estimate was. That's something can be learned. My question is, how many own a Mac computer or a PC? And very few of us, none of us, in fact, bought it directly from Steve Jobs or Bill Gates. So in other words, someone else can present this dentistry, and that's what we work on, which frees you up. And Dale says something very important. He only makes money in his office when the bow is turning. His hands are in the patient's mouth. His team understands that, so anything that they can do to make that happen, they're going to do. Dale, on a leadership point of view, just a couple tips on leadership. What would you say important? You mentioned one is vision. How have you gotten that vision across to your team? How did they buy in so completely?
Okay. Every 4x4, we go over my vision for the practice.
4x4.
Oh, sorry. We have every 4 weeks, we have a 4-hour meeting in the office. We have it catered, and it's relaxed and informal. It's mainly an information session. We talk about new techniques. We talk about what went right, what went wrong. We start that meeting sharing our visions. I've encouraged all my team to have goals and visions for their, not so much for their private life. They can discuss that if they like, but mainly for their career vision.
I discuss professional goals,
and I discuss my professional goals every single time we have that 4x4. I think that makes a difference.
Excellent. It makes a huge difference.
Come again?
It makes a huge difference. You just nailed it right there. Team knows exactly what you want.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference, and I noticed that their goals and visions, they reflect a little bit of mine too, which is perfect.
Dale, you've been practicing for a few years here. You've worked with quite a few consultants, and while I don't want you, I certainly want you to be positive in all the consultants you've worked with. You didn't get where you were by yourself. You got a lot of benefit from all of them you worked with. What would you say the biggest difference between our coaching and what you've experienced in the past?
You, Bill, your team and you yourself made me accountable. Before I've had systems proposed or maybe installed and these people disappear, I had to get back to you and on a regular basis and report where I was, what I was doing, if I was having any problems. And you kept me in line. I need somebody over me. Say, okay, today you're going to do this, then you're going to do that, then you're going to do that. It's never easy for me to just get a bunch of stuff and to institute it. You showed me how to do it and when to do it and made sure that I did it. And I know.
Yeah, I think that's good.
If you hear what I'm saying, I said, I did it. You showed me and you encouraged me and you kept me accountable, but I did it. You couldn't do it for me. I had to do it.
That's
I had
correct.
To accept the techniques and the responsibility, and that's how it happened.
Absolutely. And any doctor listening to this, if you're thinking about hiring us and thinking that we're going to come in and do it for you, I can tell you to save your money. We don't do it for you. And I'm going to tell you this also, I think, is pretty much what Dale just said. You know, anybody who promises to do it for you is probably going to break that promise because it can't happen. You've got to do this yourself. I mean, you have got to become the leader in this practice. And we can help you. We can coach you. But I'm not out there on the floor doing the play. You've got to be out there and do it yourself. But that, you know, that sounds a little ominous, I suppose. But, you know, even with the time that you put in, putting these systems in place and making personnel changes, and you attended a couple seminars with us, you still had a lot of time off. Would you say it was worth it time-wise? I mean, did you have a net gain in the amount of time that you spend in the practice, or in the amount of time that you have of free time?
Oh gosh, yes. I was working 5 days and Saturday mornings sometimes, and like I said before, I took 2 weeks off a year.
Excellent.
I don't know how I did it, I'm down to 3.5, and that half a day is just because I kind of like going in. And with 9 weeks holidays, I may as well be a teacher with that amount of time off.
Actually,
I married a teacher. That's why I said that.
That's right. Yeah, you and I both we did that. And both Dale and Margaret and my wife and I are roughly the same age and have been married the same amount of time as well. So, it's amazing. So here's a question I have for the doctors on the call is, will 2012 be a banner year for you? Is it going to be, or is it going to be a repeat of 2011? And Dr. Schisler has certainly shown you some of the things that he has done working with us that have been very worthwhile and have taken a practice and literally doubled, more than doubled his net income over that period of time. And the interesting thing is it didn't take the 5 or 6 years to do it. I have Dr. Schisler on this call because every once in a while somebody will say something to the effect that, well, less interesting to show a practice who starts, you know, a startup practice, for example, or someone who's never had coaching and take that practice, quick success, but will it last? And I think this is one of the things that I wanted you to all get from this tonight, is that this is a result that's it's been consistent now over a 5 or 6 year period of him more than doubling his net income, taking 9 weeks vacation each year, 3.5 day work week. I'm looking forward to continuing to practice. And this is something I'm very proud of, is the fact that I call this my Retire As You Go program. And it's really sad in the workplace today that so many people are looking forward to that magic age when they can retire and then go do what they want to do. I'm doing what I want to do, and it sounds like Dale is doing what he wants to do. Dale, you mentioned you needed a reason to go to work, and you needed, I know you have a charity program you're doing through Crown Council that you're going to, I believe it's Guatemala, to do some dentistry. You want to tell us just briefly about that?
Well, having this free time is not only fishing and traveling. It puts you in a position where you can afford to participate in charities. We raised $40,000 last year for Smiles for Life. It's a Crown Council organization. And every year we spend 9 days in a third world country. Last year it was the Dominican Republic, doing dentistry in remote areas. Which is tough, but I have to tell you, it's extremely rewarding, and that's something that I could never have dreamed of doing unless I was in this position, Bill.
Wonderful. See, that makes me happier. That makes me happier than how much money you're making, because, you know, bottom line is you are never going to miss a meal or have to sleep on a park bench anyway. But it's being in a position to make these kind of choices, because when you go on these trips, and I've done some of these trips myself down in Mexico, as a matter of fact, in 3 weeks I'm doing exams for all of the middle school children in the little town that we go to. We were down in December and visited them. And thanks to Sunstar, who gave me 2,000 toothbrushes, we've been distributing toothbrushes in a little clinic we helped with down there. But these are the kind of things that make me happier with our clients' results than, you know, how much money you make and how many trips you can go on and that sort of thing. So, well, Dr. Schisler, I want to thank you for your time tonight, and I would like to invite any of the doctors listening on this call. If you have further questions, be sure and type them into us or email us, and you can reach us at info@blatchford.com. If you're interested in our program, please at least accept a phone call from one of our representatives, and we will discuss with you whether or not a particular situation you're in at this time would be a good candidate for our program, and you too can get some of the benefits that Dale has received from this over the last several years. Dale, thank you very much.
It was my pleasure, Bill. Talk to you soon.